Hi, welcome to another Expert Insights discussion. Today's conversation is looking at the various strengths and weaknesses of a revenue manager and the strengths and weaknesses of a revenue management system. We often hear the discussion around technology replacing the human, but is there actually a choice to be made between having a revenue manager or revenue technology? Surely the ideal scenario would be to have both. Or maybe the answer is, it depends. Bringing their expertise to this discussion is Veit Meyer from Berner & Becker, one of our expert partners. Veit has put some thoughts together around a SWOT analysis on the human revenue manager and RMS technology. I really hope you enjoy the conversation. Hi, Veit. Good to see you again. Thanks for joining us. And we've got a really fascinating topic to look at today. You've been working on sort of a SWOT analysis between the human and the technological, and how that applies in revenue management within the hotels. So we are going to take the strengths of the humans, strength of technology, then the weaknesses, and so on and so on. And then we'll hear what your conclusion is and have a bit of a discussion about that. So.
Yes, that's how we do it. I think we'll explore more of the concept. I mean, a SWOT analysis is obviously well known. But first of all, thanks for having me back. I think it's been quite a while actually since we last spoke on one of those recordings. So I'm super happy to be back on the show.
Great to have you here.
Yeah, thank you.
Let's get cracking.
Yeah, absolutely. Why not?
So strengths. Is that where we start?
Strengths. That's
where
we start.
Or do you want to tee it up a little bit?
No, it's fine, I think. You know, as you said in the beginning, like I've been working on a bit of a comparison between the human efforts that we do in revenue management, right, and that we've been doing for quite a while, obviously, and then obviously also putting the spotlight a little bit on the technological efforts and developments that have happened over the past couple of years, and just trying to map out, okay, where are points where we as humans still have an advantage, where there's something where we have obviously weaknesses, and then obviously our opportunities as well as our threats as well, and put that a little bit into perspective. And I think, you know, if we're starting with strength mm-hmm. of, let's say, us humans in revenue management, it's obviously coming down to things like intuition and experience, right? Mm-hmm. You know, we rely on mostly years of experience. Obviously, we know our markets pretty well, at least we
should do,
right? Not saying everyone does, but obviously with those years of experience, especially if you've been working in the field of revenue management, there's also things that you take into account for decision making that may not be fully evident mm-hmm. in the data that is presented yep. to you, right? Yep. And I think that's one of the key strengths that we also bring with us as humans. And the next thing is also, if we're thinking of the silos that we usually have in hotels between departments, and there's certainly an element of relationship building and yeah. also telling stories, right? Being good at storytelling, which is something that obviously technology cannot deliver no. by any means.
Yeah, good point.
And so we build and maintain relationships, obviously, be that with different departments, be that with different stakeholders, with clients, with partners. Mm-hmm. And they are obviously crucial for any negotiations that we do and for any partnerships that we enter, and also for any business cases that we look at and try and put them into a story. I think that point of storytelling is very underrated actually as a human skill that we bring to the table. And I think this is also something that with, you know, advancements in technology over the next couple of years, revenue managers or anyone in the commercial departments is going to be having to upskill their game basically also in the sense of storytelling, because trying to put things into perspective and obviously craft those, let's say, valid business cases in a story is going to have a crucial impact on also how the role of a revenue manager, in my opinion, is going to be seen in the future, and also try and earn that position, a proper spot at the table at the end of the day. And I think that is something that we simply have to work towards too, and where we can use our strengths as well.
Yeah.
Another point is obviously when it comes to strengths of us humans, we're flexible, right? We're able to adapt quickly to unique situations or any unforeseen challenges that obviously technology might not be able to do, because we simply understand the context a bit more. And that's also another strength, basically, understanding of context, right? We understand the broader context. We understand broader market conditions. We understand cultural nuances. We understand historical events. We understand local happenings. We have a feel also for the guests, kind of. We have a feel for the people. And this is all stuff that, not super evident, but obviously a little bit further down the lines, is also affecting revenue. So, right? So this kind of bunch of different traits is certainly something that we as humans have with us as strengths.
So, if I'm summarizing those kind of four points that you mentioned, so it was intuition and experience, the relationship building, flexibility, and then the understanding of context. Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely. Okay.
So let's flip the strengths over then to the technological side and tell us what have you identified as those strengths?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think if we're talking about technology in that broader sense that can help us in revenue management, I mean, we have plenty of tools at hand, right? And one of the things that obviously sticks out is capabilities in data analysis, right? Mm-hmm. So it's not a miracle that technology can obviously process and analyze vast amounts of data very quickly and also very accurate.
Yep.
And this is also kind of a second strength of technology, right? That accuracy part.
Yep.
So reduced risks of errors in calculations and obviously making informed data-driven decisions then based out of the calculations and based out of the modeling that technology has done for us is certainly something that, you know, just gives another thought process there. And obviously with technology, we're able to automate things, right? So
any routine
task can obviously be automated. And this also, you know, has kind of an underlying advantage for us as humans, because in the best case scenario, it frees up time for us in terms of strategic planning or even in tactical planning, right? Because something else is kind of observing things for us. This is usually technology. And then also as well, another strength of technology is its scalability, right? Mm-hmm. You can scale it up or down depending on your hotel's needs or depending on also the needs of you as a revenue manager, right? There's also kind of like four key elements that I see there as strengths, and they complement our strengths in human efforts very well, I think.
No, that makes a lot of sense. So again, just to summarize those ones then. So the data analysis, accuracy, automation, and scalability.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Cool.
So as with any strength, there is also a weakness. So reverting back to the human side, first of all, where we started, what are the weaknesses from the human element within the revenue management side of things?
Yeah, and I go through them pretty quickly because they're also kind of evident.
Yeah,
and not really new, but right. We are, as humans, we are prone to errors. Kind of. Any manual calculation that we do, any Excel sheet that we put up, anything that is a bit more complex around any calculations that we do, be that simply calculating or trying to calculate a RevPAR figure at the end of the day, obviously stuff like this, anything that's done manual, and this is definitely prone to error, right? And usually with decision making from us humans, we have a certain bias that we bring to the table, unfortunately, sometimes good in other cases, but so we might be influenced by personal biases or emotions, which I would rather count as a weakness, basically, when it comes to a very data-driven field as revenue management simply is. And what we can also not do is, you know, process vast amounts of data. So we only have a limited capability of processing data, and we certainly can't do that as quickly and as accurate, as I said before, as technology can do. And at the end of the day, obviously, us humans, we are also, let's say, constrained with time constraints, right? So any manual task that we do is usually time consuming. Anything that is repetitive and theoretically could be automated, but is not yet automated, is a thing that eats into your time management.
Yeah, so, which makes sense. And a lot of those, as you say, balance out with where the strengths of the technology piece can intersect with. So where do the weaknesses on the technology front then come in? What are they? Are they as obvious as the human side?
Yeah, I think so. Maybe a couple of points are not, but obviously what technology is lacking is intuition, right? Mm-hmm. It solely relies on data and doesn't do any or cannot make any intuitive decisions, which again is something that us as humans have actually as a strength. So it, you know, it complements each other pretty well. Mm-hmm. And usually if we're talking about technology, especially if it comes to, let's say, more advanced technology, be that revenue management systems, for example, we as hoteliers, we're usually faced with, let's say, higher implementation costs. And
yeah.
You know, this might not be necessarily an obvious weakness. It can also be understood as an opportunity cost, because obviously you're trying to achieve things with applying the right piece of technology, right? But then, you know, if you look at technology, I think the complexity part is also not to be underrated, right?
Right.
Especially in an industry, or for us in a field as revenue management, is with a highly fragmented technological infrastructure that we work with, right? Mm-hmm. So if you look at hotels, usually hotels have to deal with like 20 plus software as a service providers.
Yep.
And obviously all those kind of different pieces of technology, you can almost see them as being siloed all by themselves. Yeah.
Yep.
So there's an element of complexity, I think, which usually requires obviously maintenance, and it also requires training for the user, and mm-hmm. not only one-time training, but then also ongoing training to use it effectively and also to the maximum extent. Yeah.
Yeah. So as you say, they can be considered as opportunities with the point of why you're making that mm-hmm. investment. But, you know, we're also very aware that with cost of living, staffing issues, there can be different times when these things can be maybe considered weaknesses as well, certainly depending on your perspective. If you're a tech provider, you'll talk about opportunity. If you're a hotelier, you might see it as a possible weakness at the moment of the technological side.
Yeah, it's two-sided, right?
That's maybe up for debate. Those listening or watching could jump in with their thoughts.
Jump in. Please jump in.
Okay, so while we're talking about whether it's a weakness or an opportunity, let's move across back to the human side, and where do opportunities exist then on the human element? That would be interesting to see what points you've got on that one.
Yeah. I think the first point I want to make is around training and development, mm-hmm. obviously, of our human skills. And I think usually what we're looking for, especially in the role as revenue managers, is we're trying to, you know, keep up to date with latest developments, right? And if you want to do that, obviously, you also got to find the time for that. And secondly, you need to have the right training simply going into your work. And mm-hmm. So continuous training, obviously, they enhance your skills, and they also enable you to basically adapt to any changes in the landscape that we face, right? Mm-hmm. With any new piece of technology, for example, coming along, that's also an opportunity for us basically to learn further. And I think this is a very interesting point and is certainly an opportunity for us. And the second thing is also then the collaboration, right? This coexistence with technology.
Yeah.
This is a huge opportunity for us. And I think this is also the main point that we can make along that whole discussion, collaboration with technology, like using it and leveraging our own strengths to optimize results, I think is the key point.
And I think in a way that feeds back off of the last comment you made, where on the technological weaknesses could be an opportunity as well. And picking up on training and development, when we're in a difficult staffing issue, mm-hmm. retaining mm-hmm. our staff becomes even more paramount.
Yeah.
One of the areas where we can differentiate is about training and developing them, and also giving them more value in the role that they're performing rather than just doing manual tasks. So you kind of have that balance where some, as you say, with that collaboration with technology does provide an opportunity linked with training and development to actually enhance the people that you have within your hotel, show them that you value them, and hopefully lead to greater retention.
Yeah, absolutely. Totally agree. Right. And I mean, if we flip the side and look at opportunities that we have from the usage of technology, I mean, you know, as I said before, a current weakness is probably that we're living in that fragmented world of different systems working alongside each other, but not necessarily all together. But an opportunity that certainly arises is basically integration capabilities of technology. So basically, at some point, I hope we're going to be seeing one ecosystem basically combined that, you know, has the ability to basically work with each other, and technology can certainly solve that. And so any integration that or any integrations that come up and basically combine that whole world of different siloed systems at the moment is definitely an opportunity for us to work further towards seamless operations at the end of the day. And you know, same goes with the application of artificial intelligence, and you know, as a subset being machine learning, which we already see in revenue management systems. So those advanced algorithms, they can obviously predict trends and optimize pricing strategies for us. And same goes with, you know, cloud solutions, because cloud-based systems, they offer flexibility, right? And they also allow people to actually work from remote. So, I mean, it's a huge plus also in the role of a revenue manager to not necessarily have to be at a hotel, but then rather work from home maybe, or from somewhere else.
Right? Yeah.
So this gets enabled by technology.
Makes a lot of sense. Let's look at the threats and how that applies. So where do the threats come in the human side of it? I think some of these may be quite apparent.
They may be quite apparent, and I think we should only pick up on them very briefly, because I think talking around the threats, especially for us as humans, that could be a kind of a separate session. But obviously, you know, there's always that thought of, are we ever going to be replaced by technology, or let's say artificial intelligence as a broader term? So anything that can be automated, anything that is probably very data driven, that is less influenced by emotions, usually a field that should be revenue management, right? So you could argue that in a couple of years from now, you might be replaced by technology. But as we've learned before, I think, and I hope that came out with the strengths that we bring to the table, in my opinion, that's not going to be the case anytime soon. But it's obviously a threat that we should look at. And as we also said before, one of the opportunities we have is that whole part around training and development. But at the same time, it's also kind of a threat, because if you don't manage in your role as revenue manager or in any commercial role to stay up to date with any evolving industry trends, and you continue to live in the year 2019 or 2020 or anything, by the time we hit 2026, you're going to be having serious challenges, actually.
You might be technologically replaced.
Then you might be the first one to be technologically replaced, So that constant part of upskilling in our role and keeping up to date with trends can be a threat, in my opinion, for us humans. Because if you don't follow through on that regularly, and you don't have the drive to actually, you know, move with whatever's up and coming, then you're going to be seeing some serious challenges.
That makes sense. And how do threats then work on the technological side? Because they would seem slightly obvious ones on the human side. What do you see from a technological perspective?
I think first and foremost, it's any cybersecurity risks. So anything that comes with data breaches that compromise sensitive information, especially around, let's say, business secrets, is certainly something that can be seen as a threat. And then again, any changes that come in the, you know, technological world, it's not necessarily a threat, but, you know, it obviously requires frequent updates and changes. And vendors, obviously, technology vendors, they are also required actually to bring any updates and changes to their newest versions of products. And they also have to be relevant basically for the end user that's actually working then with the systems and tools. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if that constant evolvement doesn't happen also from the vendor side and not necessarily meeting the needs and demands of the user side at the end of the day, for us being revenue managers, I think that can also be a large threat. And yeah, simply, I think the last point is kind of the loss of human touch, I named it. So over-reliance on technology, it might lead to a lack of, you know, personal touch also in customer interaction. And we're still a people's business in that sense, right? So there's those three points that I actually see as threats.
I think you make an interesting point about the technological changes. You know, I can't talk to RMS. You'd be much better placed than I would be on that. But just with the technology that you use day to day, you know, when you've got your apps on your phone, or I mean, I know you and I both cycle, so we probably have one of these sort of cycling head units, you know, that kind of tells us where we're going. And there is a lot of value to being cloud-based and a lot of value to then the updates coming easily and regularly. But sometimes I kind of dip into these products and find the features have changed, or, you know, and I've had the email, it's told me, but I haven't had the time to go in and look at it and embed myself in it. And suddenly I feel like I'm now out of touch with the solution that I was originally adopted. So there is a balance there, isn't there, around that technological advancement, that with a constant ability to update quickly and a desire for people to have new features, do you sometimes outstrip a large portion of your customer base as well? Because, you know, they came to you for one reason and now the solution has morphed into something completely different. So, yeah, I think that's an interesting threat. Agree.
Absolutely.
So when you're weighing up the SWOT analysis of both the human and the technological side, what do you come to as a conclusion?
I think as a conclusion, I would almost say, like, you know, we're looking at a lot of advantages or strengths that, you know, technology brings to the table, and be that data processing, be that accuracy, be that automation. But us as humans, I think we have still a much greater advantage with our strengths to actually be further in the lead also for years to come, especially when it comes to revenue and commercial management. Because anything that we do with our intuition and with relationship building and flexibility also, I think is superior in that sense. And so I think still a balanced approach basically that leverages the strengths of both us as humans and technology is obviously the ideal for any optimal efforts in revenue management. And I think this is also a sentence that has not been said for the first time, but I think nowadays it's more relevant than ever.
And I guess almost doing kind of a bit of a SWOT analysis on your conclusion, I guess the strength is that from an individual point of view, it can create growth. Utilize, as you said, that collaboration with technology enables me to maybe train, develop, move with trends, reduce some of that repetitive tasks. I guess one question I did have was around, and it comes back to maybe that threat on the human side, and is it an implied weakness where in the past, if I had someone that I was hiring to take care of some of those basic fundamental tasks I'd have in revenue management, maybe they had a multi-hat role in a smaller property. If I've now got technology to do that, but I still want to elevate the way I'm operating commercially, is there then a challenge, a threat or a weakness in the fact that I've got to go and find somebody maybe with a higher skill set? Will I be attractive as a property for that person? Mm. Will I have to pay more money? So yep. Suddenly my costs, you know, what do you see as the balance with, because the conclusion seems a natural conclusion, but I guess like everything, it has pros and cons, doesn't it?
Yeah. I think what it leads us to is basically, let's say like this, what technology and technological advancements over the next couple of years are leading us to is basically also a shift in skills that you are looking for in a person that then you employ to take care of your revenue management mm-hmm. and your commercial activities. And that being said, obviously, there's scarcity of people either being on property that could be developed
yep.
and also people that, you know, understand themselves in a role as being a revenue manager, but simply have probably not the capabilities actually, you know, to keep up with trends, to be yep. super good at relationship building, to be very good storytellers, to be, you know, also kind of curious
mm-hmm.
and also bring the experience to the table.
Yeah.
And if you're looking for those kind of skills in a person, I think, I mean, this is an easy case for me to make now, but thanks for the invite. But why not look into something consulting wise or outsourcing wise?
Yep.
Because obviously those kind of companies or those kind of providers, it's their daily bread, right?
Yeah.
They are trying to keep up with trends. They are strategic thinkers in most of the cases. They know how to elaborate. They know how to communicate. They know how to, you know, also identify any trends and then obviously bring that to the table as being a complement to whatever technology at any point of time in the future will actually deliver.
Yeah.
So I think there's a threat for the field in itself, but then also there's a solution for it. And yeah.
I think also that provides it's how you look at things, isn't it? I guess it's a glass half full or glass half empty yeah. attitude.
Yeah.
Because there is an opportunity there. Because I can imagine people shouting, saying, "Oh yeah, Berner and Becker, revenue management consultancy, of course he's going to talk about consultancy," and suddenly, you know, we're yeah. not going to get rid of people's jobs with technology, and here we are getting rid of people with, yeah. with technology and, yeah. and consultancy. But it doesn't mean that the consultancy approach has to be just a like-for-like replacement. There could always also be a scenario, to your yeah. point, where maybe you've identified somebody in-house or you want to evolve from a siloed sales, marketing, revenue departmental yeah. structure into yeah. a commercial structure, but yeah. you realize that's a medium to longer term development that you need to identify somebody, either hiring somebody from externally or developing internally, yeah. but you may need an interim period where you can get support to your property as you're making that shift. Maybe yeah. even they can help identifying, maybe even evaluating some of the team people that are there that could be prone to developing and identify areas where they could be then trained and developed further. So within a 12 or 18 month period of time, you've actually given someone a greater opportunity, moved your property in a stronger position, aligning it with technology, yeah. and you've got some strategic advice along the way as well.
Yeah. And I think that's a very interesting summary and a very good thought, because, you know, the, let's say, traditional way of how we do consulting also and how we outsource basically and how we help hotels with outsourcing, that might also be subject to change, right? In
yeah.
what we do really. So if we're thinking, let's say, far ahead and we have kind of autonomous systems taking care of whatever is happening operationally, especially in that commercial and revenue field, you might want to be adding either that element of strategic thinking and storytelling to the table if you don't have it on property. And that can then come from, you know, an outside perspective, kind of, because it's probably going to be also much more objective. And So yeah, that's not to say that the role of a consultant or of an outsourced revenue management company should not change.
Yeah. No, good point. Yeah. Good point. Fascinating topic.
I think we could go on for a bit. Yeah.
We need to make sure it's not so long before you're back on again, which I think we're already working on it anyhow. Yes. But a great one to kick us back off. So thanks again for joining us. Thanks again for bringing those insights. Always an enjoyable conversation.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Take care.
Bye. Well, I hope that conversation was of interest, and thanks to Vite for joining us. If you have any thoughts or views on this discussion, please feel free to reach out. You can contact us via our social channels, or you can email us via insights@revenue-hub.com. If you like what we're producing, please do subscribe through the podcast channel you're listening to. And if you want to see the interview, you can find it on the Revenue Hub YouTube channel, and the link is in the podcast notes. Anyway, until next time, thanks for listening.